قرا باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد محمد
وآل. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Here again we are with some of the students of Xavier International School, Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Brother Ali Nasir, and Fawad Haider, and also Hassan Nasrullah. So, in today's Quranic session, inshallah, we will be working on Ayah 262 of Surah Al-Baqarah on page 44. So, brothers and sisters, as you're listening, please hold your Qurans, turn to page 44 of the Quranic Kareem, Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 262. Before we start our class, let's everyone listen to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alladhina yunfiquna amwalahum fi sabilillah thumma la yutbi'una ma anfaqu mannan wala adha لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
All right, nice recitation. Hassan, Hussein, Fawad and Ali Nasir. So the same as our previous sessions, I will read once. Make sure you listen and repeat. All right?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله ثم لا يتبعون ما أنفقوا.
الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله ثم لا يتبعون ما أنفقوا
مَنًّا ولا أذى لهم أجرهم عند ربهم
ثم لا يتبعون ما أنفقوا منا ولا أنهم أجرهم عند ربهم
لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. الله Almighty bless you inshallah. الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله ثم لا يتبعون ما أنفقوا منا ولا أذى لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah Almighty And then, after they spent their wealth in the way of Allah Almighty, they do not follow up their donation. They are, do not follow up their charity with what? With reproaches or reproachful. Or, for example, with expressing, like, you donate someone, okay? You donate someone something, and you then, after that, you tell them, it was me who helped you. That was my money. That was mine. Okay, you had nothing. Expressing like this, yeah? So you are invalidating, you are making your charity batil, invalidate your charity. So Allah Almighty says, those who spent their wealth in the way of Allah Almighty and then do not follow up with what they have spent with reproaches and affronts, they shall have their reward near their Lord. So what does it mean? It means if they express so, yes? For example, you helped someone, he was a poor person on the street. You saw someone. He was asking you for money. You help him. And then the next day you saw, you see him, okay? You say, oh, you are that poor person that I helped you, yes? You invalidated your charity. The thawab that you were going to get, okay? You will no longer get it. Okay? Or, for example, in front of... for example, one of your friends needs a lot of money, so much, needs you so much, okay? Your help, okay? Your efforts. For example, they ask you, please help me pass the exam. Help me with my studies. I should pass the exam, okay? So you help him. The other day, in front of others, you say, you lazy student, I was the one who helped you. You were nothing, okay? So this is disrespecting. In this case, we actually invalidate. This way we invalidate our charity, our donation. Okay? We will have no reward. If we do not do this, give charity for the sake of Allah Almighty, okay? And do not express favor, okay? This way, yes, they shall have their reward near their Lord. قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ. Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So that was the message of this ayah. Make sure, inshallah, you refer to the Tafasir book for more explanation, inshallah. So, we'll move on to the Tajweed rules. Yes, Hassan? Hussein?
Yes.
Yes? So, brothers and sisters, the very, very important Tajweed rules, inshallah, we'll mention. Make sure you note them down and practice them well. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ. The first and foremost, the first and most important ones, here are the pronunciations of the letters. Okay? الَّذِينَ. ذَال has to be pronounced correctly. يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ. Ha should be pronounced correctly. فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. He, not he. ثُمَّ. The letter ثَ. Can you find the next letter? لَا يُتْبِعُونَ. عَيْن. عَيْن should be pronounced correct. Not لَا يُتْبِعُونَ. U with U are different. For English speakers, it's actually difficult. Ayn and Ghayn are the two most difficult letters. I've been working with one of my students, okay? He's like almost 7 years. He cannot do the Ayn because he doesn't have the articulation. The Ayn and Ghayn. It's very difficult for him. But alhamdulillah, to some extent, he is doing it now. After like some months, he is now doing it. So, we're doing the alphabet letters. So, we finished and he's now, alhamdulillah, learned it. So, guys, make sure you pronounce the letter Ayn correctly. Mannan wala adha again. Dhal and Hamza. They are different. Hamza and Ayn, yes? Lahum ajruhum ha. عند ربهم ها ولا خوف عليهم عينا ها ولا هم يحزنون ها. So these letters are important. ذال ثا حا ها عين همزة. Very important. Other ones are easy. Now, Hussein, what do you think the first tajweed rule, which is important. Can you find any of them? Al-ladhina.
Yes, so the pronunciation of letter tha.
Yeah, we mentioned it.
Yes, then uh-huh. Letter tha.
No, let's finish. We talked about the pronunciations. So, any other rules? Ikhfa. Yes. There is a ikhfa rule. Where is it for what?
Yunfiquna.
Yun. Nun shouldn't be pronounced clearly. We should hide the sound of nun. Why?
Because
of the rule ikhfa. Fa, the letter fa tells you the rule ikhfa should be applied here. MashaAllah, Hassan. Yunfiquna. Instead, we say, we read it this way. Yunfiquna. Yunfiquna. The ghunna sound, the nasal sound comes, okay? We produce the nasal sound and we hide the sound of noon. Yunfiquna. Alladhina yunfiquna. Yunfiquna. Ali Nasir, read it. Alladhina yunfiquna.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الذين ينفقون
أحسنتم everyone الذين ينفقون
الذين ينفقون
أحسنتم ينفقون great أموالهم في سبيل الله the pronunciation of the letter lam and the word Allah سبيل الله an a sound why
because there is a Kasra.
There is a kasra sound before the word Allah. So yeah. The rule says, if there was a kasra sound, pronounce the letter lam in the word Allah with an a sound,
yes,
light sound.
Lightly.
But if there is a fatha sound or a dhamma sound, okay, produce the sound, a heavy sound, la with the letter la. That's it. Fi sabilillahi. Repeat.
Fi sabilillahi.
Do not pronounce it. Fi sabilillahi. No. Next one. Thumma.
Idgham.
Idgham. Actually, ghunna. Idgham. Or mim mushaddad. Actually, the rule of mim mushaddad.
Yes.
La yutbi'una ma anfaqu. Anfaqu. Again, ikhfa. It's clear, yes? Because fa is again afternoon sakin. Ma. Is the mad wajib?
No.
Okay. It's not wajib because mad and hamza are not in the same word.
Yeah,
mannan plus waw, mannaw.
Idgham.
Mannaw wa la adhan. Adhan, join it with lam and the word lahum. Adhan lahum. La, there is one la, stopping sign. It tells you don't stop here. La, don't stop here. Continue reading. Lahum ajruhum. Ajruhum, jim, sakin. قلقل أجرهم عند ربهم إخفاء ولا خوف عليهم خوف عليهم إظهار read it clearly خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الحمد لله that was all from us in this session about the tajweed rules about the explanation make sure Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir and Fawad you practice them well inshallah okay alright brothers and sisters as you are listening to us please keep in your mind that you have to practice them well. See you inshallah in the coming sessions. Please stay with us and IRIB English Radio will be here with you inshallah every day with a Quranic session. Thanks to IRIB English Radio, thanks to Xavier International Schools Network. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا
به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.